The Porridge of Knowledge by Archie Kimpton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dedication. For Roggs, who showed me how to scaz. Chapter 1. Missing. Grandad was missing. It was the third time this month he'd gone missing. The fourth, if you counted the time Milk found him snoozing in his armchair, buried under a pile of old newspapers. But that didn't really count as missing, because on that occasion he hadn't even left the house. Milk put on her coat, went outside and looked up and down the road. Grandad had such a distinctive walk you could see him coming from a long way away. He had a long, lolloping, flat-footed stride, shoulders slightly hunched and his arms dangling by his sides. He always moved slowly and steadily like a creature from the swamp. Well, that's how a neighbour, Mrs. Fratt, once described him, and she meant to be unkind. Seeing nothing, Milk reached up and rang the large brass bell that hung outside her front door. Three hefty clangs. A minute passed, and then, one by one, her neighbours popped their heads out of their front doors. "Has he gone missing again?" asked nice Mrs. Farley. "I've had a quick look round. He's not in my house." I looked through all...